I sat there for a few minutes, taking in what Dad asked of me. You know, if Hickory and Dickory take me off Roanoke, they're not going to want to bring me back, I said finally. You know that.
I'm pretty sure of it, Dad said.
You're asking me to leave, I said. You're asking me to accept that I might not ever see any of you again. Because if General Gaw won't believe me, or if he's killed before I can talk to him, or even if he does believe me but can't do anything to help us, this trip won't mean anything. All it will do is get me off Roanoke.
If that's all it did, Zoe, I still wouldn't complain, Dad said, and then quickly held up his hand to stop me from commenting on that. But if that's all I thought it would do, I wouldn't ask you to do it. I know you don't want to leave Roanoke, Zoe. I know you don't want to leave us or your friends. I don't want anything bad to happen to you, Zoe. But you're also old enough now to make your own decisions. If when all was said and done, you wanted to stay on Roanoke to face whatever came our way, I wouldn't try to stop you. Nor would Jane. We would be with you until the end. You know that.
I do, I said. There are risks for everyone, Dad said. When Jane and I tell the Roanoke Colony Council about this, which we will do once you're gone, I'm pretty sure they are going to kick us out as the colony leaders. When news gets back to the Colonial Union, Jane and I are almost certainly going to be arrested on charges of treason. Even if everything goes perfectly, Zoe, and General Gaw accepts your message and acts on it, and maybe even makes sure that Roanoke stays unmolested, we will still have to pay for our actions. Jane and I accept this. We think it's worth it for a chance to keep Roanoke safe. The risk for you here, Zoe, is that if you do this, you might not see us or your friends again for a very long time. Or at all. It's a big risk. It's a real risk. You have to decide whether it's one worth taking. I thought about this some more. How long do I have to think about this? I asked.
All the time you need, Dad said. But those assassins aren't sitting around doing nothing.
I glanced over to where Hickory and Dickory had been. How long do you think it will take them to get a transport here? I asked.
Are you kidding? Dad said. If they didn't send for one the second I was done talking to them, I'll eat my hat.
You don't wear a hat, I said.
I will buy a hat and eat it then, Dad said.
I'm going to come back, I said. I'm going to take this message to General Gaw, and then I'm going to get back here. I'm not sure how I'm going to convince the Open of that, but I'm going to do it. I promise you, Dad.
Good, Dad said. Bring an army with you, and guns, and battle cruisers.
Guns, cruisers, army, I said, running down the checklist. Anything else? I mean, as long as I'm going shopping.
Rumor is that I might be in the market for a hat, Dad said.
Hat, right, I said.
Make it a jaunty hat, he said.
I promise nothing, I said.
Fine, Dad said. But if you have to choose between the hat and the army, pick the army. And make it a good one. We're going to need it.
Where is Gretchen? Jane asked me. We stood outside the small open transport. I had already said goodbye to Dad. Hickory and Dickory waited for me inside the transport.
I didn't tell her I was leaving, I said.
She is going to be very upset about that, Mom said. I don't intend to be away long enough for her to miss me, I said. Mom didn't say anything to that. I wrote her a note, I said, finally. It's scheduled for delivery tomorrow morning. I told her what I thought I could tell her about why I left. I told her to talk to you about the rest of it, so she might come by to see you.
I'll talk to her about it, Jane said. I'll try to make her understand.
Thanks, I said.
How are you? Mom asked.
I'm terrified, I said. I'm scared I'll never see you or Dad or Gretchen again. I'm scared I'm going to screw this up. I'm scared that even if I don't screw this up, it won't matter. I feel like I'm going to pass out, and I've felt that way since this thing landed.
Jane gave me a hug and then looked to my neck, puzzled. You're not taking your jade elephant pendant, she said.
Oh, I said. It's a long story. Tell Gretchen I said for her to tell it to you. You need to know about it anyway.
Did you lose it? Jane asked. It's not lost, I said. It's just not with me anymore.
Oh, Jane said.
I don't need it anymore, I said. I know who in this world loves me and has loved me.
Good, Jane said. What I was going to tell you is that as well as remembering who loves you, you should remember who you are, and everything about who you are, and everything about what you are.
What I am, I said and smirked. It's because of what I am that I'm leaving. What I am has been more trouble than it's worth, if you ask me.
That doesn't surprise me, Jane said. I have to tell you, Zoe, that there have been times when I have felt sorry for you. So much of your life has been completely out of your control. You've lived your life under the gaze of an entire race of people, and they have made their demands on you right from the beginning. I'm always amazed you've stayed sane through all of it.
Well, you know, I said, good parents help.
Thank you, Jane said. We tried to keep your life as normal as possible, and I think we've raised you well enough that I can tell you this and have you understand it. What you are has made demands of you all your life. Now it's time to demand something back. Do you understand?
I'm not sure, I said. Who you are has always had to make room for what you are, Jane said. You know that.
I nodded. It had.
Part of that was because you were young, and what you are is so much larger than who you are, Jane said. You can't expect a normal 8-year-old or even a 14-year-old to understand what it means to be something like what you are. But you're old enough now to understand it, to get an appreciation for it, to know how you can use it for something besides trying to stay up late.
I smiled, amazed that Jane remembered me trying to use the treaty to stay up past my bedtime.
I've watched you in the last year, Jane said. I've seen how you interact with Hickory and Dickory. They've imposed a lot on you because of what you are, all that training and practicing. But you've also started asking more of them, all those documents you've had them give you.
I didn't know you knew about that, I said.
I was an information officer, Jane said. This sort of thing is my job. My point is that you've become more willing to use that power. You are finally taking control of your life. What you are is starting to make room for who you are.
It's a start, I said.
Keep going, Jane said. We need who you are, Zoe. We need you to take what you are, every part of what you are, and use it to save us, to save Roanoke, and to come back to us.
How do I do it? I asked.
Jane smiled. Like I said, demand something back, she said.
That's unhelpfully vague, I said.
Perhaps, Jane said, and then kissed me on the cheek. Or maybe I just have faith that you're smart enough to figure it out on your own.
Mom got a hug for that.